Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows, and I am Deputy Dean of the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. And we are celebrating our 60th anniversary this year. Today in Bajan History, 26 November, 1950, Caribbean Revelry. On this day, 26 November 1950, the Sunday Advocate reviewed a show held at the Globe Theatre on the previous Thursday, entitled Caribbean Revelry, and produced by Mies Judy Graham. The musical was hailed as possessing an authentic West Indian background and flavor. It was compared to the annual Revue de Ville, created by Miss Joy Stewart, that specialized in stage dancing. But the Advocate determined what little analogy there is between the shows proper would end with the West Indian coloring and setting of the two shows, and the endeavor to intersperse the play setting with expressive dances, where excellence in timing and execution simply made up for any lack of variety. In 1950, the main playhouse, the Bridgetown Players, and their supporters denied the existence of West Indian culture or West Indian drama and privileged the performances of English plays created by English writers. Indeed, this practice of denial continued into the 1960s, with concessions eventually made in the 1970s and 1980s. Consequently, the Advocate noted that in 1950, it was refreshing to see an honest-to-goodness attempt by some young people with a talent that can be developed, a vision that promises much, and a courage that has enabled them to help in the effort to give West Indian drama and play acting some individuality. Kudos was given to Mr. Cedric Phillips, a Barbadian entertainer, who danced, sang, and acted with noted finesse. The narrative featured a young Barbadian male who fell in love with the daughter of a gourmet, played by Mr. Phillips, but whose wife had ambitious plans for their daughter to rise to prominence as a designer. The Advocate carried three images of the musical, including one where a wooden priest was surrounded by his worshippers, and another where African, Barbadian, and Caribbean dancers performed a waltz described as the high spot of the night. These images serve to emphasize the determinedly West Indian nature of the performance. It is interesting to note that a young Miss Madeline Norris played a small part in the musical, and the Advocate looked forward to seeing her again in a bigger role. Listeners may recall that Miss Norris eventually became known for her dynamic performances on the entertainment circuit. She was called Madame Cinco Tempo. Consequently, on this day, 26 November 1950, the Sunday Advocate reported that a West Indian musical called Caribbean Revelry had been staged at the Globe Theatre.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.